When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
5 easy steps to repurposing your blog post into an audio podcast. Hello and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode 88. Thank you for joining me for the Business of Self-Publishing podcast. I'm Joseph C. Kunz. This podcast is an insider's guide where I share with you my self-publishing experiences and hopefully give you the tools and insight to become a financially successful and happy self-publisher. Five easy steps to repurposing your blog post into an audio podcast. Repurposing your blog post is one of the smartest and easiest ways to spread your message to a wider and more varied audience and get your name and work in front of many more people. You worked really hard at creating a high-quality, informative blog post. It probably took you days or weeks to perfect it. After all that work, you want as many people as possible to see it and become more familiar with your work. The more people that see it and read it, the more that will benefit from it, and you will sell more books. Now, with these 5 steps, you can easily and quickly take that same written post that is sitting on your blog and change it into another format, an audio podcast, and share it with an entirely new audience. Here they are. Step number 1, choose your blog post to record. Not every single blog post is going to be a perfect candidate for an audio podcast. A blog post that is simply a list of items or simply a few thoughts that you're sharing with your readers are probably not worthy of a podcast. You might also want to start with one of your better or more popular posts. A post that is truly representative of your blog's main subject matter is also a great place to start. Step number 2, reformat your blog post into a script. Since your blog posts were probably written for readers, not listeners, you will need to adjust your text to sound more natural when spoken out loud. Begin this process by simply reading your post out loud and listening to how the words flow. The trick is to make the text sound as natural and flowing as conversational speech. I have realized that writing my blog posts with the idea of using them as an audio podcast recording script has forced me to write in a more natural sounding way. This has made my post easier for my readers to read and understand. Step number 3, get a microphone and software. Now the microphone. You must purchase a good microphone. This doesn't mean an expensive mic, but it should be a condenser mic with a small stand to hold it steady. Also, get a foam windscreen, also known as a pop screen, for the mic. Start your search for these on Amazon. Now, software. The best place to start is Apple GarageBand. It's very inexpensive, very easy to learn how to use, and comes with music that is free to use for your intro and outro. Apple sells this for Mac and Windows. Step number 4, record your podcast and add intro and outro. And record your blog post. Start your recording in a nice, quiet room. Make sure everything around you is turned off. The air conditioner, the dehumidifier, the ceiling fan, the television in the next room. Speak in a relaxed, natural, and conversational fashion. The ends of your sentences should not be a rising or falling volume of your voice. Make sure you pause after the commas and periods. Now, recording your intro and outro. Record a quick intro to your blog post. Add a little music during or after the intro. Record a quick outro at the end, conclude your post, and then add a little music during or after the outro. Finally, step number 5, upload your podcast and connect to your blog post. From inside GarageBand, convert your podcast to an MP3. This is the format that you can upload to your podcast host. The podcast host will give you a link to that podcast. You add that link to your blog post. Done. There you have it. A quick rundown of the exact process that I use for every podcast episode that I create. At first glance, creating a recording of your blog post and getting it onto your blog might seem daunting, but once you get the equipment and the software set up, get some practice, it becomes an easy and fun process. And don't forget, you can always re-record your podcast episode and re-upload it anytime. Thank you very much for listening. Visit my blog, KunzOnPublishing.com, where you can read the full text of this podcast and read lots of great info about self-publishing. And please keep your email questions and comments coming. Thank you and good luck.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.